Hello, this is the Rev Dan Cat at Spare Mantle podcast, episode minus one, and today's date is the 7th of March, 2014.
Now 5 a.m. I've just locked my front door, heading off to work for my day down in London, and it's kind of strange to think that I'm not going to be back here for another 17 hours 45 minutes, just under 18 hour long day.
At one point I joked that I ought to do a podcast called Things I Haven't Done This Week, because I never managed to get anything on my to-do list done. And that's normally because I'm working. Freelance means you have to get work wherever you can, and then that takes all the time, and slowly I add to my list of things I want to do. And in other news, we've all the children are now homeschooling, which is fun.
Finally.
What are you doing, Moxie?
Nothing now, I'm finished.
What were you doing, Moxie?
Sewing the flowers.
And I'll be walking back along this street, back to my house again when it's dark. I'm recording this because these days are a bit weird. They're like a stupidly long day where I get up at 4:30 and get ready to come out and then head out. And then at the end of the day I crash back into the house again. But it just means it's kind of doable going down to London in a day. I wouldn't really recommend it.
And then the other thing I have in my head is that I need to finish projects before I can start on the next one. So not only do I have like a list of new things I want to do, but I'm not letting myself do them until I finish all the old things. And I have this theory that if I assign numbers to stuff, like projects, each of my projects now has a cat number, so a catalogue, much like factory records used to have a number for everything they produced. So it was albums, or singles, or a poster, or a building, or even a court case.
Yes, and how many are we going to count?
Four.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Cat 502, what is the latest Guardian headline?
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mommy.
Happy
Cat 544, Picture Desk Live.
Even closer to forgetting which day of the week it is each day. Everything's become a lot more relaxed. Getting up in the morning is less of a rush. There's no sort of crazy school run. And everyone just seems to be happy and chilling out. We're doing unschooling, which is a school of homeschooling, which is sort of child-led learning.
Seen a green finch yet.
A goldfinch.
And a robin.
A robin goldfinch.
We haven't seen any of the finches. Apart from a chaffinch.
Cat 714, Robot Readable Retin.
Just got off the train at Crewe. It's 6:32 now. Delightful Crewe train platform.
Train is arriving at platform number 6, CO6 38, cross country service to Bristol Temple Meads.
Cat 740, London Integers.
I'm on the quiet coach. So I'll let you know when I get to the other end and arrive in Euston.
That single mental jump of giving a number to something has allowed me to then let projects die or sort of put them into a stasis. Online about 5 years ago that just don't exist anymore. I'm trying to work out how to preserve them.
So yeah, here we are in Euston. So it's 8:36 now, because this is obviously a time log podcast.
At 808, Zarch.
Right, outside Euston now. Welcome by the lovely grey skies of London.
Do it is to sort of just print stuff out, and newspaper clubs have been really good for that, and sort of magazines and books, and there's a whole bunch of tools now that are a lot easier than they used to be. And I figured that if I gave each thing a number, then it allowed me to have a project that I could say, I'm now going to print newspaper cat 502.
Cat 820, Joy.
It's already started off quite well. They're going to the library and picking books and just generally playing and enjoying themselves. It's quite lovely, in fact.
Cat 826, Sunflow File Maker.
Really, I could do that before, but there's this strange thing where the number allows me to. I keep talking about. I haven't written this as a blog post because I just can't think of the right word, but it allows me to manifest a digital project into the physical world, which I couldn't do before, and it's sort of like a medium summoning things in the spirit world into the physical world. It's like if I assign a number to this sort of virtual digital thing that's just drifting around, it suddenly solidifies down into a physical object, and then I can use that number as a hook to hook things on. But that's just my obsession with numbers.
And look, there's a type of dolphin thing right here. It looks like a door onto the
about walking up to the pulse office, pulse films. Let me in. And I'm in. And just to finish off the whole commute, three floors of stairs. I'm not even going to compress this one. You can join me on this walk.
Cat 828 3D tunnel.
Oh, just when you thought the stairs were over. One last lot. Oh, I need to start running again. And here we are. Right, I better find out where we sit. Catch you later.